Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back. Late Night News Talk, 830 WCCO. I'm taking your phone calls, but also throwing it out there again. I had mentioned that I saw over the weekend, Yahoo Sports, they put out a tweet. Any player, any sport, who most deserved a ring and never got one? There's a lot of names that you could throw in the mix there. And we'll take your opinions, your thoughts. Give me a name. 651-989-9226. So when you think about that question, who deserved a ring and didn't get one, there are so many names you can come up with. I look at here a couple of local names. I mean, we all love the Twins, right? We remember 87. We remember 91. But I was a fan of Joe Mauer like everybody else. I think that Joe Mauer deserved a ring. Don't you? And I know that there are some Joe Mauer haters out there, but knock it off. Joe Mauer gave us everything he had. He really did. Larry Fitzgerald Jr., phenomenal football player, Hall of Famer. Hopefully things will go well in his final year in Arizona. Well, I predict final year. What do I know? But Larry, he got to a Super Bowl. They did not win that Super Bowl. They lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Larry Fitzgerald does not have a ring. Who else doesn't have a ring? Barry Sanders, arguably the greatest running back that we ever saw. He doesn't have a ring. The first name that I thought of, the very first name that I thought of, was Dan Marino. Dan Marino was amazing at the quarterback position. He was legit. And think about this. At the very beginning of his career, gets to a Super Bowl, they don't win, he doesn't make it back. You think that early in your career, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll get an opportunity to go back to a Super Bowl. You got to get it done when you get there, man. Ain't no telling if you're ever getting back there. So Dan Marino was the first name that I thought of when they said any player, any sport, who most deserved a ring and never got one. All right, 651-989-9226. Let's take a phone call from Audrey in Columbia Heights. What's up, Audrey?
Hi, Henry. I haven't talked to you for quite a while.
I know. How are you?
Good. But I listen to you every night, so.
I appreciate it.
I've learned a lot of things about you I didn't know.
Hopefully you like me if you're listening every night.
Oh, yeah, I like you. Okay. I go to sleep sometimes if I'm really tired, but you're the last voice I hear.
Oh, see, I'm putting you to bed. All right, so
guys that I thought of was obviously Fran Tarkenton.
Oh, okay, all right,
and
he's
the
on the list.
The other one I wish would have gotten a ring is Paul Kraus.
Oh, okay. So Kraus and Tarkenton are the two.
Well, I don't think Paul Krause's record of it will ever be broken.
He was a little bit before my time, but we're well aware of his accomplishments.
Yeah, he had more interceptions than any other safety.
Yep. So those are the two. Are those the only two?
Well, I mean, there's, like you said, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable how many. Archie Manning is another one I thought of.
Oh, Archie? Yeah, but his kids got all the rings for him. His kids got four.
But that's not like having one yourself.
Archie Manning, yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
He was good. Yep.
So, but I think I do have two things in common with you, though.
Okay, what is it? I love to hear this.
Expensive colognes, and I'm a collector of shoes.
Are you serious? So hold on.
I love shoes, and I love expensive colognes.
All right, what's your favorite cologne?
That lady that calls you from Hutch all the time, she called in, and you were talking about one night, and I thought, oh, at least I got something in common with him.
You're talking about Diana from Hutchinson.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this then. What's your favorite cologne?
My favorite cologne?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like a whole bunch of them.
Oh. Next time, you gotta give me like one of your favorites. I'm not saying it's
probably,
technically.
I like Tommy Bahama for women.
Okay,
and
Tommy
I like
Bahama for
Pleasures by Estee Lauder.
Ooh, Pleasures. That sounds sexy. Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you listening, Audrey. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I listen to you every night.
I appreciate that. And hopefully we'll be talking Twins down the road here.
Yeah, I hope to.
Yep.
Okay,
all right.
Have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Yep,
that's
bye-bye.
Audrey in Columbia Heights. She offered up a couple of names. She said Krause and Tarkenton from the Vikings. Those are the two names that she put out there. Any player, any sport, who most deserved a ring and never got one. 651-989-9226. I have mentioned Joe Mauer, Larry Fitzgerald, Barry Sanders. The first name that I thought of, too, was Dan Marino. I think another name that most people here would mention will be Randy Moss. Randy Moss, in my opinion, was the greatest wide receiver to ever play the game. I know that people but Randy Moss just, he was amazing to watch. And it seemed like he was going to get that ring the year that Tom Brady and the Patriots and Randy Moss were undefeated. But lo and behold, what happened in the Super Bowl? That New York Giants pass rush was on Brady. And at the end of the game, you had a phenomenal catch. And you had a touchdown catch that, who was it? It was Plaxico Burress that ended up having the game-winning touchdown catch for the New York Giants. And unfortunately, Randy Moss played his whole career and didn't get a ring. Let me start thinking, who are the best basketball players to never win a ring? Like, Charles Barkley's definitely won. And I think that the majority of the time when people talk about basketball players and who was the best that didn't get a ring, Barkley is like, he's near the top. Barkley was definitely one of those players. Because for the longest time, a lot of people looked and said, man, we would like to see Clyde Drexler get a ring. Remember when he was in Portland? Phenomenal basketball player. But then he got on the bandwagon with the Houston Rockets and Hakeem Olajuwon, and they won a couple of rings. So it was nice to see Clyde win a ring. And then at the end there, who else tried to hop on board and get that championship ring? Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley went from, remember he played for Philadelphia, he played for Phoenix, and he also played for the Rockets at the very end, but was not able to get that ring. So Charles Barkley probably be the first one that come to mind from a basketball perspective. I mentioned Joe Mauer in the baseball realm. Gosh, who else would be really, really? I mean, there's so many phenomenal athletes throughout the years that never got that coveted prize of getting a championship ring. Who deserved one and didn't get one? 651-989-9226. Let me get back to thinking locally here. Like, KG got a ring, it wasn't with us. So I can't say that he was the best player that we've seen for the Timberwolves, but he got a ring with Boston. Kevin Love got a ring with Cleveland. Like, who's the best member of the Timberwolves that played in the NBA that didn't get a ring? I'm trying to think who that would be. Because the most notable guys you would look at, they end up getting rings elsewhere. When Love got with LeBron and they won one in Cleveland, and then Garnett goes to Boston, wins one, you'd have to say Cat, but Cat's still playing. So he still has an opportunity to get that ring. I tell you a guy that I loved watching when I was a kid playing was Eric Davis. Eric Davis from the Cincinnati Reds. And I'll have to look up, and look, he's not a Hall of Famer. He was just one of my favorites growing up, watching him with the Cincinnati Reds. I'm trying to remember if Eric Davis actually won a title or not. I know the Reds ended up eventually winning a title. But I wonder if he was a part of that that championship. Yeah, he won a World Series championship. That was in 90. That was my dude back in the day. That was my guy. So, yeah, he was a part of winning a world championship with the Cincinnati Reds back in 1990. He was amazing to watch. I was a big, big fan of watching Eric Davis play. But if you've got an opinion, 651-989-9226. Best I guess, player in your opinion, any player, any sport, who most deserved a ring but never got one? Yahoo Sports presented a question, polls one on Twitter, at Yahoo Sports. Any player, any sport, who most deserved a ring and never got one? Audrey in Columbia Heights, she mentioned Paul Krause and Fran Tarkenton. A few names that I have mentioned here this segment, the first one that I thought of that came to the top of my mind was Dan Marino, was amazing. Randy Moss, awesome. I'm a big fan of Joe Mauer. That's a personal thing. Super cool dude. Larry Fitzgerald Jr. is another name that came to mind. That's the local ties. I'll give you another name here, and we'll take phone calls here, 651-989-9226. He's still playing, and I hope that he wins a ring. And he's gotten close a few times. But Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw has been amazing as a pitcher for the LA Dodgers. I'd love to see that guy get one. And I have said this for the last couple of years. If the Twins don't win the World Series, I want the Dodgers to because of that guy. He's given everything for the LA Dodgers, and I'd love to see him, the future Hall of Fame pitcher, get a ring. All right, 651-989-9226. Let's get to a couple of calls here. Let's start with Mike in Hudson. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you, sir?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I was just thinking that, you know, the name that always comes up when people talk about, Ernie Banks never won a...
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and as far as football is concerned, the running back for Chicago, holy cow, I was just thinking of him.
Not Walter Payton.
No, not Walter Payton won it in 85. The other guy, Gale Sayers.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I was like, not Walter. Walter Payton was part of it. Yeah, oh, you're, Walter, man, Gale Sayers. That's, and those are two guys that I both met, to be honest with you, Mike. I met Gale Sayers twice. I met him once when I was in college. The other time was a few years ago. He was the person that was at the, what do you call him? I guess the Grand Marshal for, like, NASCAR, when they say that they can, you know, that they set the drivers in motion to go ahead and race. So he was there for that. I met him there, and I also met Ernie Banks years ago before he passed away in L.A. So, and I actually was at his home. So yeah, those are two great names, man.
Yeah, I'm from here, so it's sad that Tony Oliva didn't win one, and Harmon Killebrew, of course, and all of the Twins from the '65 team went. That by the time we got to be a winning franchise and things like that, those guys were gone. But they were great teams. Hey, have a good night.
Yep. Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Mike gave some great names. Great names. And that one slipped my mind, man. Harmon Killebrew, my goodness, man. Just an awesome man. I met Harmon Killebrew just a couple of times, and he was really, really nice. Really nice guy. All right, 651-989-9226. The question again, any player, any sport, who most deserved a ring and never got one? Let's go to Dan in White Bear Lake. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Henry. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you tonight?
Good. I love your show.
I appreciate it, man. So who you got? Who was deserving of a ring and never got one in professional sports?
You know, the guy kind of stole my thunder there with Tony O and Rod Crew and Harmon. But the other one that I can think of, Bo Jackson.
Ooh, Bo Jackson, yeah. He got... The injury, that was unique because he got injured, right, and had to call it quits. So so that was a very unique situation.
I was at a Twins game once where he hit a home run that it was a rocket to deep center field.
Don't say he stole it.
Never seen anything like it.
Oh, you're talking about he hit the home run.
Yeah, he hit a home run
for
the Royals.
Yeah. Now, for a second there, I thought you were going to say that he was playing in the outfield and he ended up, you know, because we've got those highlights of him climbing the wall, right? And he's stealing and robbing home runs.
Yeah. No, I think he did in the same game, too.
So. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. Thanks for the phone call, Dan.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
All right. Take care. That's Dan in White Bear Lake checking in. He says Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson, that's an interesting name right there. When I start thinking about football players, like, who are the great ones that made it to the Super Bowl and unfortunately fell short? You think of a guy like Jim Kelly? Hey, he made it to 4 Super Bowls and didn't win. Imagine that. And I know, I get it. We're Viking fans, right? We made it to several Super Bowls and didn't win, so that sucked. But Jim Kelly, he's got to be up there. He's in the mix. I'm trying to think. Let me go with the – who are the local angles? Well, I give you a name of a guy who was – he's not an all-time great, but he was good at his position. He actually won an MVP, and he's got local ties because he lives here. Rich Gannon's a guy. He's local. Still, he lives here. After his career is over, he's living in the cities. Rich Gannon, he went to a Super Bowl when he was the quarterback with the Oakland Raiders. And remember, that was the time in which the Raiders lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And that was when John Gruden won the Super Bowl that year. And Rich Gannon was the man. Because I think that might have been the year in which he won MVP, NFL MVP. Rich Gannon was really good. Really good. Underrated when he was with the Vikings, too. But Rich Gannon, but we say who's the most deserving. Gosh, that leaves a lot of names out there. 651-989-9226. Another couple of names that I would have to factor into the mix, though. There's no way that I could talk about basketball and not mention the duo of Stockton and Malone. John Stockton and Karl Malone were badasses. Utah Jazz made it to the NBA Finals, and like many, who did they run into? Damn it, they ran into Michael Jordan, and that was it. Ran into Michael Jordan and wasn't able to overcome Michael Jordan and the Bulls. And then at the end of his career, Karl Malone, he exited and went to play with the LA Lakers, and he hopped on the bandwagon with Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, and others, and didn't win. Think about that. You are the best player that's played with the Utah Jazz, Hall of Famer, and you say, you know what, I'm going to team up with Kobe, Hall of Fame, Shaq, Hall of Fame. Like, we're going to go, put the rubber stamp on it, we're winning a championship, we're winning a title. The Detroit Pistons said, get out of here. You're not winning nothing, Carl. Remember Chauncey Billups? He was the MVP of the finals that year. Get out of here, Carl. I think from the perspective of looking at the NBA, that might be the best duo that played that didn't get a ring. And I remember for so many years, early on, before I fell in love with Michael Jordan as a basketball player, my first ever favorite basketball player was Dr. J, Julius Erving. And remember, for a while, Dr. J was the man. But Dr. J couldn't get over the hump. But then they got Moses Malone. Moses Malone came to Philadelphia, and Dr. J was able to get a ring. I love that. I loved everything about that. Because you hate watching your favorite players of all time get to a championship, and you're rooting and rooting and rooting for them, and you're observing the team, and you're like, okay, let's go. Maurice Cheeks, let's go. Andrew Toney. You're rooting for all these guys, and then they fall short. Dr. J finally got that championship, and I was so excited and happy for him. I'll give another name. I know it's a somewhat controversial name in these parts, but another legendary member of the Minnesota Vikings, Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, that hasn't won a ring, Adrian Peterson. He's another one that falls in that category of one of the greats. Because AP, whether you love him or hate him, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Adrian Peterson's going in the first year that his name is put on the ballot. There's not going to be a wait for him. He's not going to be Chris Carter. He's going in immediately. He's going to be just like Randy Moss. Adrian Peterson's going in first ballot just like Randy Moss. And he never won a ring. I know he's still playing, but he has to be deserving of a ring. I would add him to the list. I'm trying to think of who is at the end of their careers that have given everything that you could probably put on that list. I know that some of the people out there on the West Coast would probably say Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers gets on a lot of people's last damn nerve. I don't blame people for hating Phillip Rivers a little bit. He is somebody out there that he can annoy you. Be very, very, annoying is the way that I'll put it, the way I'll describe him. Phillip Rivers is definitely one of those that falls into that category of still playing, still trying to hang on. He's still trying to get a ring. And no, I don't think that the Indianapolis Colts is going to be the spot where he's going to get a ring. I think he's going to retire without getting a ring. Phillip Rivers is going to be in the same boat, in my opinion, with Tony Romo. I will say this. A lot of people believe when they look at Tony Romo that he was really, really good and should have been a quarterback that you could have won a championship with. I think that Phillip Rivers is better than Tony Romo. I think they're both in the same boat. Really, really good quarterbacks, but not great quarterbacks. Well, I should take that back. Because Phillip Rivers most likely is going to get in the Hall of Fame. Now, he won't be a first ballot guy. First ballot, when you think about first ballot guys right now, you're talking about Tom Brady. You're talking about Drew Brees. Yeah, he's not going to be in that category. But after that, Phillip Rivers is probably, he'll probably get in second or third ballot. It's pretty good. Tony Romo's not a Hall of Famer, though. He doesn't fall into that category. But, yeah, those are a lot of the names when you start thinking about players of sports that deserve a ring, never got one. I think if there's anybody right now in Major League Baseball that falls into that category, it would have to be Clayton Kershaw. It would also have to be Mike Trout. Mike Trout, they say, is the modern-day Mickey Mantle. He's amazing. He's the best player in the sport. I'd love to see him win a ring. And he is not a guy that's me, me, me. He's not a guy that talks a whole lot of trash. He's not Mr. Endorsements. He's not Mr. Personality-wise, I'm fine with him. He doesn't do a ton. He's done the Subway stuff, right? He's done Subway commercials and all that stuff, whatever. But I'm a big fan of Mike Trout's. But Mike Trout's a young dude. He's got plenty of time to try and win a championship. And he's deserving of one. But the Angels, the organization, not doing too good right now. Not doing too good right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.